Do you ever have life lessons? You know, a few years ago, ordering something was very different than it is today. You could order something and it might take it weeks to come in. It was just slow moving. You know, Amazon came along with a program where you can buy Amazon Prime. You can pay $15 a month. And I would order something one night at 9 o'clock. I don't know how they do it, but by the next day, it's on my doorstep. Consistently that they do that. What does that have to do with us? Sister Maxine preached a message last Sunday about peace. And I want us to start tonight because I have been thinking about that subject this week myself. I want to start over in 2 Peter, the first chapter, and the 4th verse. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of that is in the world through lust. We have been given promises that we can call in on. I like to have this one delivered to me. What are some of the divine nature? I was thinking about the scripture that Sister Maxine used in Isaiah 9 and 6. He is called the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there be no end. When COVID came along, I started hearing about supply chain issues. I even went the other day to Burger King and ordered some French fries, and I said, I'd like some ketchup, please. And they said, sorry, we have no ketchup. Supply chain issues, somewhere got bogged down. Somebody else said, well, you know, the same day, I think it was Brahms, they said we were there and they had no ketchup. Now, you know, I'd like to think of us as being one of the best countries for being able to make things happen. But you know, something has happened across the board. It doesn't matter if it's air conditioning, if it's plumbing. We went to Cracker Barrel. I said, I'd like to have some of your hash browns. I'm sorry, we're out of hash browns. You know, it's just everywhere you see, we don't have it. But you know, Amazon has this thing where here's what we have, and I can deliver it to you quick. Now, what does that have to do with Sister Maxine's message? He's the Prince of Peace. And he has no supply chain issues. There'll never be, we had 100 people order peace today, and I've run out. You'll have to come back later if you want peace, along with like ketchup on your fries. When do we need peace that we would order it? I've got a trouble. I've got something that I'm faced with. You know, I really don't think too much about peace when everything is peaceful. I've got it. You know, the world itself has it when everything is going good. It's when things start happening. And what I'd like for us to look at is our ability to place an order for peace. Yeah. Lord, I'm coming to you for peace. I need it and get a quick delivery. And now I want to give you what I would title this message to be. Have you ever gone and you ordered, I'm willing to pay the $15 a month extra because I need it tomorrow. It comes tomorrow and I take it and I just put it up on the shelf and I don't even pull it down for 6 months. You didn't need it tomorrow, nor did you order it for tomorrow. When that thing comes in, I think the first thing I do is cut it open, get it out, get it ready to use. If I could put a title to what I want to share with you tonight, is a peace package unopened, is what I would give it. You know, when Jesus, it says on that commentary about him being the Prince of Peace, it says that he would be a peaceful prince. The tendency of his administration would be to restore and perpetuate peace. Remember when the angels came down, one of the first things that they announced was peace on earth, goodwill toward men. It's ready. You'll never find a supply chain issue. So why would we ever come short? You know, when he looked, I'd like for us to look at Luke. Luke, the 19th chapter. You know what? He's looking over Jerusalem now. 19 and 42. And he said, here he's talking to him, 41. When he was come near, he beheld the city, and he wept over it, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things that belong, which belong to thy peace, but now they're hid from thine eyes. You know, that's an event that happened a long time ago. When my peace is gone, and is there any of us here that can say, I have never had an event that caused me to lose my peace? You know what? I think all of us lose it and need to do a quick order. Lord, I need you to refill, restock me. With them, he said, if you'd only known the things that belong to your peace, but now they're hid from your eyes. I wonder if God is ever saying that to me. Dan, if you had only known, there's some things that I have that belong to you for peace. But because of decisions that I'm making, they're hid from my eyes. I'd like to go to a verse in Isaiah. Here's a promise, I believe. In Isaiah 48 and 18. Oh, that thou hadst hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. Here they're saying, you know what, if you'd only obeyed the commandments. And really, that's what he had for his people there at Jerusalem. Had some things for them that would have caused them, if they'd have followed it, they'd have had peace. You know what they were wanting was freedom from trouble. They wanted to be free from the Roman rule. But what he had for them and for us is something that would not matter what kind of trouble we're in or they were in, that they could have peace. You know, we've seen this. I don't know if you've listened to Brother Marvin Moles' message just the last few days, Peace Like a River. He said that he and his son, he took his little boy out fishing somewhere, and there's other people, public, around there. And his little boy is down fishing at the river or lake or whatever it was. And all of a sudden they hear something down there. He's singing, I've got peace like a river in my soul. And I thought, you know what? That's something. If we can have that in our life to where it's just wanting to bubble out, I've got peace like a river in my soul. But your peace was hid from your eyes. So what I'm interested in this evening is, what can cause that to happen when his service is better than Amazon? It can come to us instantly when I ask him with a true motive, with the right heart. He can cause me to have peace instantly. What causes me to lose it? I have lost it in the past by events that happen. There's a song we sing, number 179. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. You know what? That's going to be something that causes peace to happen. I took it to the Lord. Yes. But that song didn't end there. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Yes, Lord. And boy, probably every one of us can look back at an event where I forfeited peace. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Why? Was it because there was a supply chain issue? I'm sorry, I have just run out of peace. There were people over in India that ordered it, and I've run out. I'll get some more. No, he's the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his peace, there will be no end. He's got it for me. But here's what happens. Oh, what peace I can forfeit. What needless pain I can bear. All because I do not carry everything to God in prayer. That's one of the places where I can lose it. But I want to look at something else. You know, it's one thing for me to take it to the Lord in prayer, but I found this song this past week. I don't even really know how the tune goes to it, but here's the words to it. If your enemy assails and your heart begins to fail, don't you forget that God in heaven will answer prayer. He will make a way for you. He will guide you safely through. How? Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Yes. Those three words is my secret. Yes, yes. It's not a supply chain issue if I don't have peace. It could be that I did what Psalm 179 did. I took it to the Lord. I prayed about it, and then I picked it back up, and I carried it with me. Yes. Are there verses that would support? I mean, this is just a songwriter. Are there verses that support what he's saying? Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Let's look at Psalms 55. Because you know what? This is one of those things that every one of us tonight have perfect peace, just hang on a little while, because we're going to need to go back and tap into it again. Psalms 55 and 22. Cast thy burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That one's letting us know casting it on him doesn't mean I said, would you hold this for a couple minutes? I need to give me a drink of water or something. Then I'll take it again. No, this is giving it to the Lord and leaving it there. So then here's another verse of that song. If your body suffers pain and your health you cannot regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knew the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. You know what? It's one thing for us to read it, and it's another thing for us to do it. I look at another verse, 1 Peter. So this lets us know I can place an order real quick. Lord, I need some more peace in my life, and he can help me to be able to do it. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Little bitty verse there. I'm getting rid of it. Casting all your care on him, for he careth for you. There are other verses that support that. Matthew 11 and 28 and 29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There's peace comes with rest, and I'm thankful for that. There's another verse in Hebrews 4 and 9, says, there remaineth a rest to the people of God. Then it says right after that, you know, usually rest means I'm not doing any labor, I'm not doing any physical activity, I'm resting. But what does it say in Hebrews 4 and 11? Let us labor to enter into his rest. You know what? It's going to take some labor on our part to take the problems that come to me and take them to the Lord and leave them there and cash in on the what he has available for us. There will be no supply chain issues. Here's another verse of that song. If your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on, and your body sinks beneath the weight of care, if you trust him, never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. So what are some other advice that the Lord gives us through the scriptures that will help us to be able to keep the peace that we need? Or maybe when we're in the big trouble, to be able to call and get it quick and have it. That peace can be a part of our life all the time. There's a verse in Psalms 46. You know, I think it's good for us to use scripture to be able to support something, because I can tell you, here's how you do. You know, we can go down and get a self-help book from one of the stores. It might or might not work, but the Word of God, I can find out, you know, it'll work. Now, how do I tap into it? Here is a verse in the 10th verse of 46. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The secret is be still. And does being still mean it's over now? I fought this thing out, I'm whooped, and now I'm going to be still for a while and rest. No, in the middle of the trouble, to be able to learn, you know what, be real still, because I casted my burden on the Lord, and I've left it there. There's a song that I've heard before. Here's a little clip of it. Stand still and watch God move. Standing still is hard to do, and surely it is. You know, we can say the verse, God's ways are higher than ours and his thoughts are higher than ours. As the heavens are above the earth, so are his ways than our ways. But you know, when it comes down to where I've got a trouble, it is so easy to say it's time for me to do what I can do about it anyhow, which might take me in the wrong direction. I'd like for us to go to a verse in Exodus and take a look at these people. You know, we read in Exodus about the children of Israel leaving Egypt. What did it say? They left with a high hand. You know what? They were feeling pretty good about what God had done for them. That last move on the Egyptians had caused them to say, go on, and they were going. And you remember it said they also spoiled the Egyptians. The Egyptians were so happy for them to leave, they were just giving them treasures. Take it here, take this with you. Spoiled the Egyptians and left with a high hand. But it wasn't over. If we look in Exodus, the 14th chapter, now Pharaoh decides, you know what? I made a mistake. That's a bunch of people. You know, we try to think about how many people that was that Moses took care of. You know, those people were all with him on the wrong side of the Red Sea. When we say, well, maybe there was 600,000 fighting men, maybe there was over 1 million, I can't imagine that. That's Oklahoma City. That's a huge amount of people. And now the Egyptians are coming. Why did we let these servants go? Well, here comes a problem. In the 14th chapter and in the 13th verse, all of this group of people are fearful now. But here's what Moses tells them, because God told him. Moses said to the people, fear ye not, stand still. Can you imagine that? The Egyptian army is coming on. You can see the dust coming up. What they say, like all the chariots of Egypt were put together, 600 chosen of them, and they're coming. They're going to stir up some dust. And you see all that coming, and you get the command, don't fear, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Can that apply for us? Look over in the 14th verse. The Lord shall fight for you. Now look at this next little piece of this scripture. And ye shall hold your peace. In other words, get a good grip on it, because it's going to want to leave you quick. You hold your peace. I'm going to fight for you. And he did. I have a plaque on my wall. It says, peace is not the absence of conflict, but it's the presence of God. In the middle of the conflict, if we can just have the presence of God, we can cast our burdens on the Lord and leave it there. There's been a song out for many years. There are storms that we all encounter. Do not fear, they will do you no harm. One thing I'd like for us to get from this, the world is having supply chain issues today. God has no supply chain issue. Not too many people have ordered peace that he's run out. He's got it for us, each one. There are storms that we all encounter. Don't fear. They will do you no harm. How? Because I'm able to handle it. In the Lord, you will find protection in the shelter of his arms. There's another verse of that. Though the world all around be raging, and surely it is doing that today, and it's filled with many alarms. You know, there's people concerned about, they say 10 years from now, this universe is going to be destroyed just because we're ruining it. Global warming and all the things that are going to happen. Things are going to be so different in 10 years. But you know what? This says, and it's filled with many alarms. Here you go. Trust in Jesus, and he will keep you. You just call it up, and he'll beat Amazon. Amazon says, I can have it there tomorrow. He can have it there while you're still on your knees. Trust in Jesus, and he will keep you in the shelter of his arms. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be raging. Where's that peace going to be found? In the shelter of his arm. I'd like for us to look at a verse in Isaiah. Isaiah 32 and 17. Here's a little promise of what we could have, I believe, is available to us. The work, 17th verse of 32nd chapter Isaiah. The work of righteousness, the thing that comes from the work of righteousness, shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness will be quietness. You know, quietness ties right in with peace. Quietness and assurance forever. My people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation. Is that going to be that we move into Monarch and shut the gate and keep the world out? Mm-mm. Where every one of us will be tomorrow, we can have a peaceable habitation, sure dwellings, quiet resting places. And we still have trouble, but in the midst of the storm, we can have him with us. So then there comes some advice. Romans 14 and 19. It says, follow after the things that make for peace. Following after things that make for peace. You know, I can have things happen in my life that cause me to lose my peace. And it was because I wasn't doing some things that made for peace. Remember the verse, what is it? Blessed are the peacemakers. That I would have in my life, be able to, the words I say, the things I do. What is it? As much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. There are some things that I can do to cause the peace to be there. In Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, it's when the children of Israel had gone into captivity. And the Lord said, you will be here for 40 years. You remember there were some other people that when they went into captivity, the enemy said, I want you to sing one of the songs that you used to sing back there. And what did he say? What did they say? How can we sing one of those songs? They hung their harps on the willow tree. We can't sing a song. We have no peace. We don't have peace until we're back out of this and in our own country again. But this one in the 29th chapter of Jeremiah, he said, you're going to be here for 40 years. Don't listen to some people that are telling you you're going to be out of this in 2 years. There were prophets that were coming and prophesying in 2 years you will be released and you'll go back home again. Jeremiah said, don't listen to them. You will be here for 70 years. So here's what you do. You go ahead and build your houses. You raise your families. And you do one more thing. You seek the peace of the city where you live. What does that mean? Do everything in your power to live peaceably with those who are ruling that city. You know, I think that still applies for us today. You know where it tells us to pray for those that are in authority? Why? So that we might lead a quiet and a peaceable life. To be able to have peace in our life, he wants us to be able to have it. Following after things that make for peace. Some things don't make for peace. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
I have.
Yes.
And I have a verse. Proverbs. This one probably explains it. When you do something that does not make for peace, this probably explains it better than any other scripture I have found. Proverbs 26. Okay. Where is... Okay, 17th verse. Proverbs 26 and 17. He that passeth by and meddleth with strife belonging not to him is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. Have you ever heard of buying time? I looked up the definition of it. It says you are delaying an event temporarily. So he's saying, you know what, if I go and meddle in strife that doesn't belong to me, it's the same as getting a dog by the ears. You know what, he cannot bite you as long as you're holding tight to both ears. You're buying time. You're just delaying what's soon to come. And a lot of times, the more you do it, the harder he's going to want to bite when it's over. I don't know if Damon and others have done this, but I have been pulling a trailer before that was not loaded correctly. And all of a sudden, it starts weaving in the highway. I pulled one time when I left work. I loaded down a bunch of stuff that I thought was worth something, and I didn't have it loaded right. And when I went 44 joins 35, that's one busy place right there. When I made that round of that curve, I found that it wasn't loaded right. And it started just a little bit of time. I was in my own lane. Then it started bigger and bigger till everybody just gave me the highway because they were like they were watching to see how this ends up. You know how you can correct that? Stomp down on the gas and it'll straighten up. You're buying time. Because it's going to just be a bigger crash just a little bit later. You know, sometimes blessed are the peacemakers. Because I can say, I'm going to just stomp down on it. Look at there. It just stopped itself. No, now I'm going 75 when I was going 30. This thing's going to crash bad here. Sometimes our life is like that.
Yes.
I just think back of events where, what is it? He that meddleth with strife, not belonging to him. I have enough that belongs to me and troubles that come to me. Lord, help us. There are some things that can help me to have peace in my life. May I be able to follow that. Philippians 4 and 7 tells us that he's got something for us that we can have. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. How can I have peace when this big of a trouble is going on? It shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus, a promise for us. And I can put in an order for this. Lord, I'd like to have this kind of peace, and it can be delivered to me. How? The next verse. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, or, you know, we could also add to it, if there be any peace, think on these things. There are some things that I can take my mind and direct them to that will destroy my peace, or it will be just as if I placed a quick order with Jesus. I need peace. Send it quick, and he can do that for us. There's one more verse, Isaiah 26 and 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Now that's something. That keeps me from having to place those quick orders I needed instantly now. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. And how? What was the last of it? Whose mind is stayed on thee. And I think it's more than just I thought about it a little bit along with all my troubles. But I thought about it so much that I started seeing these promises, casting all your care on him, for he careth for you. All of the other ones that we're looking at. In the middle of the storm, there can be peace. And I'd like for us all, as we go from here, to realize there's going to be days when I lose my peace. Losing my peace doesn't mean I did like the world and started cursing or doing something wrong. It can just be, and you know what? I believe every one of us know when we have it and when it's gone, when it's leaving us because of trouble that has come to us. I'd like for us to all be thinking out in the future, when I start feeling it leave me, is to say, you know, there are some things that can cause me to be able to get peace quick. You know what? You're going to have to pay $15 a month to get Amazon's Prime delivery. Other people will maybe get 3, 4 days, 5 days before it comes in. You know what? If we want Jesus' quick delivery of peace, there's some scriptures here that we've looked at this evening that does it for us. We get the Prime delivery of it. That will keep him in perfect peace if my mind is stayed on him. You know what I need to do is when I feel my peace leaving for whatever reason, help me to say, wait, where's my mind? A lot of times I find it thinking and churning over what happened, what caused my peace to go. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I'd like for us to close with a song. It is number 209. The title of it is Peace. And you know, this writer, when he wrote that song, he even made the tune sound like one of those when you're sitting at a slow flowing river. You know, you wouldn't want to sing this song to one of our fast songs, There is Joy in the Lord, or something like that, Hallelujah. This one is just a slow flowing song. It's almost like it was intended by the writer. I want you to even feel peace through the tune. I'd like for us to sing number 209. And let's ask the Lord to help us. You know what? This is not something that we can do ourselves, but it's available. Yes. And I want the Lord to help me to tap into it. To be able to go to Him and say, I feel it going. I need a quick order. And He has it for us. I don't want to have to wait a long period of time like we used to have to do when we ordered something. Amazon can do it, and Christ can do it so much more. I appreciate it. Pray for me.